Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, I'm going to let you know we're going to get that going. It's going to be like a little 3-4 week jar.
We're about to be live, guys.
All right, 2 p.m.
Go far session. That's Kobe. That's Kobe jersey.
Start that shit off with some music. Yo, Tuesday was funny as shit, yo. Had one of the most interesting guests ever.
Thank you.
like I'm going for a swim. You look at you on a tripod again, friend. I'm on a 28 in one spot shot.
Switch it up.
Switch your picture. Fuck you talking about? Philly Shine Radio, new episode. Oh my goodness. What a beautiful day. Hot day. You know what I mean? Just waiting for my guests. I got to shout out the XY DJs. You know what I mean? Working real crazy. Salute to everybody doing their thing over there. DJ Perp, you know what I mean? I am DJ Perp on Instagram. Welcome to the show, Miss. We're going to have some fun with her today, as well as my guests, you know what I mean? Yanni, Queen Yanni, as well as OD and Lil, as well as Crash Diggs going to be calling in. We're going to talk about next Wednesday, the real hip-hop with Gilly the King. Is definitely going down at the V-Lounge, you know what I mean, Wednesday night. And, of course, Saturday is going the fuck down. Chuck's Alibi with Bonnie and Clyde Showcase. That's my boy Enes, your girl Brooklyn Babs. We're going to have some fun, you know what I mean? Shout out to everybody checking out the show. We're about to get into this music. Come right back. I got a lot of good music today. Let's get it popping. Say hello. Yikes. You wasn't recording when I was playing with you, was you? You wasn't recording when I was playing with you, was you?
No.
Oh, okay. I can't lose you.
He ain't calling somebody. Frank, that's your phone? He ain't calling.
What up, y'all? Let's go. fucking with you. Drop.
No, it's not. So it's OD. N
L
I
O.
Oh, yeah, it's a performance song.
Yeah.
Oh, you want to go in on instrument? Hey, somebody put a team on me.
Do I change?
Can you pull up?
I don't even get a 10
again. Free, you got a 10?
I got one.
Free, we're going to start now.
Yep. Can we start in like 5 minutes, please? To the whole gang, that ODN shit. But look, I brought my man JODN with me and shit.
I already know how we
doing. He another hot upcoming artist too.
Yeah, bring the mic up to you, Jay.
Yeah, put the headphones on.
Already know
bro.
How we doing this shit, man. JODN in the building. ODN finna take over the city, man.
Okay. What does ODN stand for?
We run by ODN is overdoing it. And basically, what we overdo a lot of things. But our main slogan is we OD the money. You feel me?
Definitely.
And people always ask me, like, where the N coming at. If you say ODN, you're saying O-D-N. The N at the end. You feel me?
ODN. I like that. ODN, love. I like that. I be ODN myself. ODN, honest fire, real shit. ODN, Philly Shine Radio, gang takeover. You know what I mean? What's so crazy about you and I meeting up, it was inevitable, but it's also, it just came on some humbug shit, being on South Street. And something in the morning or whatever, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you just being hungry. Now, what was you doing on South Street at that time of night?
We was ODing that night, too.
That was ODing. You was out there too?
Yeah, I was out there. That's why we was out there, you feel me?
It has to be OD.
We came at y'all too, remember?
I remember.
She just said I'm a young boy though. I'm gonna rock with that for a little bit.
I'm 34 years old.
That's cool. I'm 21. You feel
me?
Oh,
you're my young boy. You're my young boy. Represent that.
I get
to call people younger than me. You know what I'm saying now? Because I got older. So fuck it. Some people can call me an old head. I can be old head. I'm
saying.
And you're welcome. I'm rolling out the special treatment for you. We about to check out your music. Yeah, I'm gonna smoke with y'all, whatever.
Let me get that
butter. Yeah, y'all pass it back and forth to each other real quick. I'm definitely over here, you know what I mean, chilling. I gotta show so much love to the young artists coming from our city. Like, I feel like every area is like bringing us too much talent. Like, where are you from in Philly? All
right, so specifically where OD and Lil from, I'm from Allegheny, you know, North Side.
Okay.
Right on that side of Borough Street.
Okay, that's what's up. So, which the east side or the west side of Borough Street?
No, it won't be the east side, it'll be the west side. No.
Allegheny Avenue goes from 30th Street to like
going towards
30th
Street. Borough Street
is west.
You're on the west side.
No, he just explained
it. No, west is the other one.
Yeah, West is like, you said you near 30th Street.
No, I said if you were going towards 30th Street.
Oh, okay.
I'm right 15, 16.
Okay, you're right there then. That's what's up. No, that's what's up. As a matter of fact, even the artist who I just saw play, he's down there as well. Shout out to my boy, Ozzy Sparks, you know what I'm saying? I was at Ozone. Right. Now, who else is a part of the OD and crew? You know what I mean? Who's not here?
So I heard you
saying somebody got to pull up.
Yeah, basically, we got a lot of ODN members. We got Seam ODN. We got Na ODN.
What's up, youngest?
We got J ODN, ODN Lil. We got, who else we got?
We got
Wood.
Yeah, Wood.
Okay, that's what's up.
Yeah, like, we got
a lot of members. Shout out to that We The Fam food line.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
We The Fam is a food line that we embraced. Originally, my man Wood, he embraced that.
Okay.
He was just like, you want to run off with that.
AKA
Z. Sponsor, shout out. That's what it is. That's what's up. You're working definitely hard, and a lot of people who I've told that I know you, you know what I'm saying? They're like, oh, yeah, I like young boy. He's on his run, you know what I mean? So that's another reason why I'm like, oh, no, I got to put the shine on you on Philly Shine Radio. Because for real, we want to see who's hot, you know what I mean? We want to get that exclusive music, you know what I mean? I'm going to let you go in, you know what I mean, play some bars. I can go on YouTube and pick any beat,
yeah,
you know what I mean?
That's what we're going to do. We're going to hit YouTube.
So wait a minute. So I can pick any beat, and you're not going to be like, oh, no, I can't do nothing to that beat.
Let me keep it a bean with you. I might have a problem with the beat only because, like, me, I don't take rapping. Like, I take it serious. You feel me? I really take this shit serious. So, me, my lyrics, the beat got to be exactly, you feel me? It got to add up.
You
don't
never,
lyrics can't
you gotta
be
challenge
there
yourself.
And the beat not there. Or the beat can't be there. And the beat can be there and my lyrics not there.
You got to challenge yourself sometimes.
I know. I do challenge myself when I freestyle, but I'm not about to. I might do a little.
Okay. Yeah, but I just wanted to know. But for real, it's your world. You know what I mean? If you, like I said, we go on YouTube. I could pick anything you want. You know what I mean? It's not like we doing a cipher joint. Don't act like that at cipher. Y'all better rap to whatever's on. That's something I can't stand.
You
like
know
if
what
somebody's
I...
doing like a whole big thing, and everybody like, no, you change the beat for me. Like, come on.
Look, you know what I really go hard on? Freestyles, like old school.
Oh, that's lit. So, do you have any old school freestyles out there that we can check out or whatever? Like, have you done any of those challenges that
look,
people had out?
I'm not gonna hold you. I can give you my first rap I ever came up with. My first rap I ever came up with.
How old are you when you first started rapping?
I'm only a couple of few months in the rapping.
Are you serious?
Yes, sir.
So that's lit.
Yeah, it's
but,
like
4
good months, right?
That's real dope. I'm feeling everybody. Shout out to my young boy, Mr. Skirt. You know what I'm saying? He was a year in and he's just like bombing shit crazy. So you 4 months in and everybody already like, yo.
Look, we got EP coming too. You feel me? EP coming, upcoming. I'm headlining my own show in September. You feel me? Bring out a lot of people with that job.
Yeah, we ain't get to September yet. Let's start in the beginning. We gonna start off in the beginning. You know what I'm saying? And show my guy, my special guest. I'm not going to call him young because he's very mature and it's about his business. So I'm not even going to take that away from you because I feel like you're very professional. You know what I mean? You handle your business. And most managers don't, you know, benefit from having an artist that's about their business. So I definitely want to shout you out. And I'm sure any and everybody that work with you are going to be able to keep giving you those good references. And you're going to grow far with it. Professionalism outweighs everything in this business. So salute to that. You know what I mean?
I want to shout out the market.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, shout out the market. You know what I mean? And I was going to meet you at that, I'm not going to say the name of that nut-ass fucking showcase joint. We was at that day. But if anybody follow my co-host, Mr. Going, y'all know what we talking about. But I was going to meet you that night, but I ended up leaving or whatever. There were a bunch of talented people in the building that day. You know what I mean? But shout out to you. We're going to check out your performance track. We're going to come back in. We'll probably play this joint a couple times and have some fun. And I might even search you on SoundCloud. You have a SoundCloud?
Yeah.
What's on SoundCloud? Is that everybody on SoundCloud?
Listen, everybody on SoundCloud.
Everybody on SoundCloud.
Yeah,
what the fuck with SoundCloud? You know what I mean? We've got the little HP computer. Stand for Uninspired Computers. Yeah, I'm selling these drawers. $6,000. Come pay me. I'll get that joint together for you. And I'm lying. Oh, Dean, look, let's get it popping. Philly Shine Radio.
Keeping it real. I had to make my money run before this shit. Keeping it real. If you know about this shit, that was the only school. Keeping it real. I was a young boy, then another bitch. I was in the high school. I'm going to go hard on the track and song when I get to this money and talk to you. I was out there, only 13, trying to post a rig at. I was the least of the guy in my home, and only got money and kind of set. For the cloud is getting out and make sure it's get cash. Take care of business, do whatever you can build your own plan. It's an OD and little track, see normal D in the film. Take the city tights off and OC all my fish, take the dream, let it take the dream. Some struggles have to get green. Green team when I'm catching fever. Hot topic is a funny team. I'm my man for the work on donuts. Had to get a white post up. Then I tell him this I'm track size, ain't got no time for the rap, bruh, but keep this from the back though. I didn't take this down on the MSL. I got it's time. Now I tell the kids my dad, bro. Ain't now for the number, shooting in the head with some cuss. Man, I tell them, just right here, tell me where your tongue's up. Ain't got no time to make your mind up. And they thought I was done. So it's dead. But I tell you, right, they ain't gonna have no time. Yeah. I pulled up with the switch on my left, so fucking my left. Set up my phone, but keep making a mess. Said I was having a dream, my time for me to fall back. Watch how I start doing that. Money appear like a trick in the head. Tell me it gets like a loose in your chest. Tell me it gets like a twist in your back. Bitch, you gon' call any games, don't know where I'm at. She think I fish again everywhere I go. These bitches be only, so don't wanna call any back.
I'm sorry.
jacket 36, bro.
About going my life.
Go in on. Don't be difficult.
I went down there with a fist. What's your
That's lit. Now, you just sent me something. Jay. Like, what am I opening up? Because last time I opened up an email, I didn't hear. I was disappointed.
Talk to him, bro.
Like, I'm fucking with you. Oh, I like that. I want to hit your hand too, so I'm gonna be a part of that as well.
Listen,
you know what I'm saying?
Listen, it's ODN season. You feel me?
That's what's up. No, but on some real shit, I'm trusting you guys, but I feel like y'all already, you know, you thorough and young. But the other day, I opened up this email and I played this record, and I was just like, let me get to this shit. Oh shit! You know what I mean? But he know who he is. You gotta step his shit up. I mean, fuck out of here if you don't want to step your shit up. And for I wanted to have a little topic question, but Yanni's not here. I'm not sure where the queen is. Your late queen, but we'll figure this one out with you or whatever. But I wanted to know, like, do you have like a trigger word, or like, are you easily, you know what I mean, irritated by people or whatever? Like, is it something like somebody could say to you to be like, oh man, fuck this shit, I'm snapping or whatever, or I'm leaving, you know what I mean? Like, somebody could say something, you're like, I'm the person again. Like,
how do I carry myself?
Yeah, like, do you have, like, things that trigger you or whatever? Like,
it depends. Like, at the end of the day, growing up, you feel me? So, I don't bitch and shit over petty shit.
That's
what's up. Like, yeah, but I'm still...
So you mature.
Shit.
I'm not a person that's moved by words, but you touch me as you just played yourself. You can say anything you want to say. I don't give a fuck. Say anything you want to say. But some people just, you know, they can't even handle words, you know what I mean? But I felt like, you know what I mean, being a boss, that's a good mentality to have. So salute to that, too. Like, I'm just getting impressed little by little, you know what I'm saying? Seeing more what you got to offer. I want to see you perform. Like, do we have any, like, performance tricks? I mean, performance videos on YouTube that we can check out, you know, in your 4 months of doing this grind or whatever?
Yeah, I got a YouTube page called OG and Lil Man.
Okay.
I got, like, yeah, and when I did some concerts on the Hood of Hollywood, they posted Cypher.
Okay. You was in Nigeria? What would you say was the best performance that you've had so far since you're just getting started, whatever?
I say S Lounge.
Okay.
Exquisite. I fucked with Exquisite.
What did you do? Like, what was so lit about it? Or was it the crowd? Like, what was it?
Like, I ain't gonna hold you. Like, it was a lot of people in that joint. But it's like, you know, you only can attract certain people to your music. Only.
Right.
So it's like, I don't really know how to explain. It's just not like a record.
You liked it?
It was
nice. But you, now, I didn't want to get into September right away, you know what I mean? We can't start off, you know what I mean? It's still July, but we can talk about what's going on in September. Like, what's the concert about? And, like, how can we all get tickets and, you know what I mean, be able to support you?
So, as far as the tickets and all that goes, like, I don't really know nothing about that right now. Like, I know about it, but I don't know how fast the concession is.
Okay.
But I got a show in September that I'm in called ODN Season.
Okay. ODN Season. So we got to just look up. Listen, put up the hashtag for it. You know what I mean? ODN Season.
And my thing is, listen.
We'll find you.
If y'all want to perform, if anybody want to perform at my show, like.
What they got to do?
Don't
worry about it. That's okay.
They just got hit me up, you feel me?
Shout out to social media and everything so we can get that information.
Go follow me on the gram at odn.love.
You just do Instagram? Are you on Twitter? Do you do Facebook?
I just do Instagram.
You need a Twitter, though. Twitter the best.
I don't fuck with Twitter.
You don't like Twitter either? Twitter is so much fun. I gotta follow.
Cause places. Look, that's people that grew up on that shit. Like I people in my generation grew up on that shit. I wasn't into that shit.
I tried
that joint. It wasn't ass, but it was ass.
Okay.
I don't understand. But
you know what? Y'all kind of lucky because now Instagram lets you use links in your bio and stuff like that. So Twitter, Instagram is taking on some of Twitter's characteristics, but no, Twitter's the shit. I'm going to teach you Twitter. You know what I mean? Maybe I'm going to do an ODM fan page. We'll get it popping like that. You know what I mean? We'll show you how to Twitter, how to tweet. You know what I mean? You can curse Donald Trump out if you want. Then they go on Twitter all the time. What the fuck? Run the country, weirdo. You always on Twitter. Get out the fucking Twitter and run the country. Run the country. But we're going to take this little music break. When we come back, we're going to check out OD and J. You know what I mean? We're going to get y'all rapping, y'all. But it's... what's up? Felicia, I'm reaching. A little bit.
Shout out to you. Oh, yeah.
What up?
Listen, my man got a lot of shit going on right now.
A lot of shit.
He got bad decisions on web series. Film and director. You know?
We're a part of that. We are a part of that.
Yeah, little films, you know? Let them know.
I'm supposed to be a part of bad decisions. What's up? I'm trying to be on the show. How you doing? Welcome. Is that me fucking it up? This them right here. They showing them my real name, John.
Yeah.
You like that shit? Incognito.
I think I know my name.
Call me Poppy. I don't want to be in a video. I'm so sorry. You still rolling up?
Yeah. like a wear exclusive. Run this.
You got some red. Got to get him the red. Got to get to this commercial. Get this goddamn commercial. Get this head. Nobody got time for this. You know what I mean? We got time for this. You know what? Y'all already know. Philly Shine Radio. Get ready to go in and have a little bit of fun. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to OD and Lil in the building.
Check.
Can we turn it up? Turn it up in his headphones.
Watch that.
You ain't
got to
say nothing but a word for that.
I said, get the law out trying to grab a nigga. Really, my move too fast for niggas. OD ain't got pass for niggas. OD too much got a jab a nigga. And that's you whisper. Whoa. I got to have it. What's going on?
Wait, this beat got too much bass. God damn. No, you got to turn the headphones down. Wow. I'm about to die.
Got a different beat on?
I'm about to die. Wait a minute. Do we got the sound better together? That joint was slow as hell. That right. Shit wasn't no beat. See, why you just pick something that you already went in on? All
right.
Then pick
something.
Yeah, do some classic right. Shit.
I'm going to do a Biggie joint.
I got you. Whoa. Right, I could search Biggie. We could talk a little bit more. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, we could talk a little bit more. And talk about who you got in the building with you. You know what I'm saying? He like. About to go in on these freaking auto-tune ass new age beats. Now, I'm trying to hear some Philly bars. Right, Philly is known for bars. I know you got them, John. Let's talk about your homie that's in here. I heard you was, what you doing, acting and shit too?
He a film director, you feel me? We do his own web series. We actually experienced his own web series.
Okay.
He out here.
Oh, main character. So you want some real acting shit, right? That's good.
I mean, he keep us focused.
Okay, that's what's up. I like that. I like that a lot. So what's your character in the movie? I mean, in the web series.
I could tell you.
Well, Jay, let him. No, you gotta come over here. We can't hear you. It's gonna be yelling and shit. You can sit down. You know what I mean? Introduce yourself. While I get this beat together, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to everybody checking us out. Like the flip side shit.
Ooh,
we gonna hold on to that, right? No, I had to let y'all know I got shit in the clutch. You know what I'm saying?
So basically, Bad Decisions was a project I had started off of my iPhone.
Yeah, pull your phone.
I had started the project off of my iPhone. You know, Philly don't support Philly. So I had started Bad Decisions to get my music out there.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it was just like normal stuff. They all smoking, this, that, and the third. We had some ideas. We put it together. Everybody was with it. Well, some people was with it. But we got everybody focused once they seen that the views was building up. And we started to get more fans and stuff like that. They wanted to get serious.
Okay, that's
cool. So we had started a clothing line, Keto Funds, Bad Decisions. They got Rita Fam. They got audience, mm-hmm. They got all that stuff going on, and we try to keep it together, like, we try to keep it tight.
That's good. I'm proud of you, too, because, like you said, like, in the climate of, you know, being an independent artist or a business person, like, you don't always get that support right away.
Yeah.
So it's easy to get discouraged and, like, give up a little bit, whatever. So salute to you keeping that bad decision going on. Who ain't made a bad decision? I made a bad decision, and even why I asked you the topic question earlier, because we was at this comedy show. And this bull was just, like, corny as shit or whatever. Like, the comedian was like, oh, Toys R Us closing. And I'm like, boo. Like, that's some fucked up shit. You know what I mean? That's how I felt. Then he like, you can't boo. And I'm like, who the fuck are you talking to? Nut-ass nigga, we don't get the fuck out of here. Like, I'm going in on this bull. My sister's talking shit to this bull. Then I just say, I'm like, you're weird ass. This bull was like, weird. Like, all the shit we talked about. He was like, you just called me weird. And I'm like, I'm sorry, like, but it got real out of hand when boys said weird, and I'm like, why do people act like that? Like, they can't control themselves over little shit, you know what I mean? But, well, I really feel like, for me, I'm gonna be professional in all aspects, you know what I mean? But I did kick the chair into the board. Got too close, you little Malik, you little local bitch. Yeah, end of the show. It was the end of the show anyway, though. But a lot of people just be on some drawing shit. I'd be like, come on now, get your shit together. Now, how did you even come across these young boys to being your buddy? You family too?
They was all in Dollar Boys. They all was in Dollar Boys. They was real known in Dollar Boys. You know, they grew up. They was hanging with my brother. Shout out to Dollar Boy Woody. They was hanging with Woody. We're bringing them around. I'm so happy he did, though, because they, like, you know, the best young guys I've met so far. You know what I'm saying? They positive. They try to think. You know, we all have, sometimes we all make bad decisions. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right.
But it's like they know right from wrong, and they try to, the good overpower the bad. So yeah. It was like, he real focused. He just in between the two.
Okay.
Like he know what's right, he know what's wrong, but he don't want to let you down.
But but one thing I'm going to say about you seem determined, and I like that you said that good outweighs the bad, so stay focused on that, you know what I mean? You ain't even mentioned Dollar Boys. They used to be on every block party all the time. Shout out to the fact that Southwest can't handle fucking block party. Y'all get y'all shit together. Problem solved. Damn. That's some bullshit. We had fun at block parties. You guys are just cutting up too much. Like, shit. Too many bad decisions in Southwest, y'all. Get this shit together. So what is bad decision don't have no love? Like, is any good decisions in the show? Like, do we have a duality in here, like, a little bit? Like,
you know, reality stuff. Like, stuff that you go through every day. It's like, we got Lil. He, like, he doing bad. He rhyme with his squad. But then again, it's like, he know what's right and he know what's wrong. Jay is, like, just, he don't got no love for nobody. You know,
I can believe that.
He's real brainy. You know, he do what he want. And then it's like me. I'm like the laid back one. I'm all about money, doing stuff like that. I'm like the big brother. But then again, it's like I'm still making bad decisions.
I want to come on that joint. I can make bad decisions.
Yeah, we
two guns. You know what I mean? Like I come through 50 deep. You know what I mean? We're going to be 100 guns strapped up. Get this strap. definitely shout out to you guys doing your thing. Shout out how we can be able to check it out, the YouTube or the website.
Yeah,
we're about to get into the beat.
T-T-O, K-E-M-K-I-L-O. No space. You going to see on the rules. I can't really, you could probably, like, show, like, what it would look like. I guess you could put it on the camera.
No, they could just need to go see that shit. You don't know the exact words?
This is what it looked like. It got the rules, the kilo comes with the rules. You know,
okay.
I picked out the rules because rules, I feel like it stands for anything, you know, death, anything, you know. So I picked out the rules for that particular reason.
So that's his logo. That's what it means. Rules can stand for anything.
Yeah, death, anything.
You can find it, join kilo film, you know what I mean? That's what's up. Salute to you doing your thing, you know what I'm saying?
Thank you.
You should have, like, bad decisions, Philly or something, like, something easy for people to find. We can't always get explained, you know what I mean? You, like, look, Rose can't for anything. No, not everything. We want them to go straight to the yummy, straight to the source. We want to get it popping, you know what I mean? Shout out to Jay in the building. Shout out to Lil in the building. Kilo in the building. We're gonna let him go in on this beat.
I said, I had to get up off my ass and cry for what I want. I'm hungry, best believe me, this is not even a stunt. I said days went by and even worry about lunch. But the bitches keep calling, yeah, it's really your bunch. I said my mind is somewhere else, I got a job, somewhere focused. Then you're 19, looking at my future, with a diploma on my bumper, so you know that it's showing. I said I'm touching up these cars, my job, tell me stop home. I'm switching the flavors, just like I seasoned my chicken. I'm selling these cars and getting paid off commission. Yeah, I gotta keep finching, make my own division. When you step in my way, you make your own collision. Yeah, I see you be stealing, put your ass in detention. Filling the holes, and that's my best decision. Man, I don't know how I be writing. Feel better when I'm typing. Building up this strength, my arm hits that my type is so yeah, you know that I'm lighting up. Look at my wrist shining. That's my head, I'm crying. That petty shit stop wanting. Hey boss, you know that I'm flying. Hey girls, now he glide. Now a nigga think he dying. Check my clothes, y'all be styling. Hey, yeah, I like to eat. Tell me I'm not a beast. Pass a pussy on my plate, talk about a feast. Out there on the field with some dirty cleats. That's a bitch once you put me right in the sheets. So I gotta keep working. Pick up problems, I'm hurting. Outside, yeah, I'm focused. That's why I gotta keep doing. Grab the machine that got closing. Gotta keep counting my emotions. Cause at that light, yeah, I'm turning. Cause certain bitches be burning. At this time, I start showing. At your mind, you know it. Started losing my
patience. Can they see that I'm gaining? With my new bitch, she's singing. Drop that, I'm clinging into the station. I made it just like a big dude. I'm shaking.
Let's see what other beats YouTube got for us. You know what I'm saying? Let's keep fucking with YouTube a little bit. You know what I mean? Shout out to everybody checking us out. Fully Shine Radio. You know what I mean? About to scroll through, see what they got over here and shit. What up, Jay? What up with you? Where your bars at?
Let's get it, Jay.
Where your bars at, Jay?
Hey, hold up. Didn't get in this bitch. You know that I'll be cooling. I'll be in the back with all my niggas cooling. Got these diamonds on my neck. You know they fucking bullin'. If these niggas acting crazy, how my niggas doing? You can talk that foo-foo shit and you can smoke like hookah. Like Birdman, we pull up on niggas just like we some Uber. And if it's late night and you see me, know I got my Ruger. Them bitches text me, say come over, so I finish Uber. I call the gang, get some gas, and you gon' fucking do it. I got these diamonds in my wrist, and yeah, they looking new. And if we catch you up in traffic, we shoot up your Uber. Bitches love me, I'm the man, I'm so fucking super. So we touch the bitch out the hotel, cause she a party pooper. These niggas hating on this game, cause y'all some fucking losers. And if they mean on my side, then I'm a fucking user. Hey, hey, then I'm a fucking user. Hey.
Shout out to young boys in the building, boy. These young kings, you know what I'm saying? Doing their thing. I'm just going through YouTube a little bit, you know what I'm saying? What the hell is this beat? Just skim through the beat or whatever. Shout out to OD and in the building. Damn. The one thing about YouTube, I'm sure it's the way I could pay money so they don't never give me an ad again. Like, come on, y'all. Get it together. What up, OD and Lil?
Sure.
Give us a little bit. Shout out to young talent in the building.
I said, I'm on my way to this flight. Ain't trying to hear the delay. Children really got go. She just think I'm throwing shade. No, I've been fucking for days. Go to Miami and ball with some shooters. Ain't even steady my plays. Ain't go to the ball with the ball. Just came to hoop with the K. Roll up and smoke me a face. No, I don't fuck with the fake. So get the fuck out of my face. But if we got holes in sight, they can slide over my place. Get hella high in the race. We can't even without place. Drink to the bed, skipped out on the date. Where the fuck is my money? You really is late. I got to pull with a motherfucking gate. You say you most I'm calling him Shake. He think he slick as he move like a snake. He think he cool as he put on a cape. My bullets hit you, change up on your shape. You gon' be squashed like a motherfucking grape. Next thing you know, you start taping his face. Got him right out of the way. Daddy ain't just a lot up to this day. Dreaming so much, can't remember my day. Yeah, get you my type. Ass so fat, I'm fucking her right. I dirty the Sprite. I'm falling asleep while I'm giving her pipe. In the distance, she's sliding the night. Give her some lick, now she nowhere in sight. Really start drawing, I really was hype. Give her a treat, now she come out at night. Come on, so fat like she riding a bike.
I like that a lot. We'll take a little break, come back in. Philly Shine Radio, it's going down, y'all, next Wednesday. Gilly the King in the building. We live at the V-Lounge. It's definitely going down to real hip-hop.
And
art
I'm
going to
be there in that joint, too.
Okay. Yeah. We're going to talk some business. OD in the building. We'll figure that out. This is my young boy, The Barber, former live of Rawls, featuring Gilly. What up? Yeah.
funny and shit. Today. I always have fun, you know. When I have fun with the young, talented artists, you know what I'm saying? I can't call them young boys. They like, man, bitch, I got a job as a rapper. That's a fucking job, and I respect that job. I respect your profession. You know what I mean? I can't wait to see you do more shit. You know what I mean? Definitely support Philly Sean Radio. Definitely support Blackaware. You know, it's Thursday, so we get double shows a day, you know what I mean? Yeah. I start off the takeover. He don't give a fuck. He just be in the way, walk ways. Next time you gotta shake something for the camera. But anyway, as I was saying, at 8 p.m. we definitely doing a Glock party, doing it right. And we talking about that Bonnie and Clyde showcase is definitely going down next Saturday, fucking July 14th. Shout out to Brooklyn Babe, she'll be in the building. I love how excited she is on Instagram, showing love. Her fans showing love. A lot of my peoples is excited. Shout out to my co-host, Melissa, Miss Rosario Fashions on IG. Real hype about Ness. Ness was here on Tuesday. We had so much fun with Ness. Ness wasn't the one whose music I played I never heard before. Ness ain't never did shit wrong. You know what I mean? And it's been a minute since I played some, you know, corny music, in my opinion, on my show. You know what I mean? Normally I like shit. Sometimes people don't like shit, or they be like, oh, it was cool, it was all right. I was like, what the fuck? And I really want to help him. So it's not that bad, because I feel like I could ghostwrite better shit for him. Wait. But I'll be back Tuesday. It's definitely going down. That's the day before the real hip hop. So you know we're going to have Gilly the King in the building. My boy coming in from Newark. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to DJ Bam. I feel like DJ Alamo's going to be in the building. And all my big butt girlfriends. You know what I'm saying? Back with my girl Melissa. You know what I mean? We're going to have some fun. I'm not sure which one of my sisters is going to come through. Or my cousin. I need my cousin Kwana to come through. Kwana, come through. We got to show them what my dad's side of the family looks like. You know what I mean? From the back. That's how we get the pop. But shout out to everybody checking out Philly Sean Radio. About to close out the show. Thank you guys for checking us out. I'll be back. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to everybody doing their thing, man. For real. The summer is banging and stay cool. It's hot as fuck out here. Hot as fuck. This is an easy ass show. Whoa, fuck my chicken up. This chicken is no good cold. You got a paper plate? After this song, we can play music. Thank you.
Oh, they can't keep Carmelo Anthony? What type of people not sending them no damn money? So really, really ain't want to give LeBron James $145 million?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's a motherfucking bullshit. That's about a million. LeBron's contract, 4 years, $152 million.
Man, especially if we would have made that shit back the first month.
That's what he signed for.
LeBron wanted to go to the Lakers. All
right.
They could have gave him that shit if they would have. Should have took that shit.
First of all,
he wanted to go with Hollywood. He makes a movie now.
He's
going to
go to Hollywood. Oh, yeah,
he's
got that
TV show.
Yeah, he's
on that shit, man. And he got that TV show. It's like, he's on. He's written. He's on this shit up. And it's hot over
the
West
Windows, though.
They're
going through
the street like the
worst
of the
air.
Hey, man.
Niggas found out the hard way. Like, no more finals? Damn. I'm sitting home watching these niggas. Everybody used to be sitting home watching me.
They probably the man in trade for me. If LeBron was the man in trade, we'd be the man in trade. What's up?
You got to get you with the playoffs this year.
Are they diabolical?
Yeah. This nigga like, can't consideration.